It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. There's plenty of talk about cybersecurity in Washington right now, but will that talk lead to action? A House subcommittee holds a hearing on the subject tomorrow. The White House recently unveiled its new cybersecurity plan. Trick is, a lot of internet infrastructure is owned not by the government, but by private companies. Tony Rahm is with Politico.
What the White House and what members of Congress are exploring is ways to force these companies to have security plans in place.
Force them how?
They will be required if the White House gets its way here to essentially come up with these emergency action plans, you know, what they're going to do to protect their networks and how they're going to respond. And what the White House wants to have happen is that they'd be verified by some third party and, you know, essentially monitored by the Department of Homeland Security to make sure that these power plants and these water systems, which are considered critical infrastructure, are insulated from major cyber attacks.
It sounds like it's more about transparency than about living up to a particular set of security standards.
You know, in some cases, it is about transparency. A lot of it has to do with just ensuring that all companies are keeping up to snuff. You know, we all hear these stories about power plants and water systems that have physical security vulnerabilities, but we don't really hear too much about their cyber vulnerabilities. And sometimes that has to do with the fact that the companies themselves don't have the necessary expertise. They aren't thinking about the 21st century digital threats. And so this is, you know, in part transparency and in part just making sure these companies are protecting their information, protecting their services.
An Obama administration report titled International Strategy for Cyberspace put forth a vision where allied countries collaborate on security and help each other in the event of an attack. Adam Siegel is with the Council on Foreign Relations.
The U.S. has traditionally said that it will treat cyber attacks based on their effects. So a cyber attack that would result in deaths or would actually cause physical damage, those types of attacks traditionally have been considered armed attacks, and you could respond any way that you wanted, or at least proportionally. The big question is, you know, if there was an attack on, let's say, NASDAQ or one of the financial markets and it caused billions of dollars of losses, would we treat that as an armed attack? And that is still pretty ambiguous. The international strategy leaves it open that we would respond diplomatically, economically, and perhaps militarily.
It's a subjective question, I know, but is there a sense of urgency in the international community around these issues, or is it more of a, let's study this, let's think about this for a while?
I think the urgency is growing, especially among the developed economies, but even in the growing economies, there's a greater sense that everyone is vulnerable and that there could in the future be some more cataclysmic attack. I think also that right now the space is open. You know, there's no formal agreement, so the big actors want to get in early to try and shape these norms.
Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you might have missed.
Get ready to meet your new best friend.
Who is it?
Your car.
Oh, hello, car.
Toyota unveiled Toyota Friend. They call it a social network for you and your car. Your car sends status updates on how well the battery is charged and when maintenance is due. And you can friend other cars and Toyota dealerships.
Dealership. Talking to car salesmen when I don't have to? Sign me up. Seriously, what's weird here is that they call this a social network.
When it's just monitor readings from your car.
Yeah, I guess I'm in a social network with my stomach when I'm hungry.
Yeah, but you can't friend other stomachs.
No, but as with friending cars, I don't think I'd care to.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of gross.
Marketplace Tech Report is now on Facebook. Yes, I'm asking you to like us. We'll post our shows there, have discussions, the whole bit. Just search on our name. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.